vanished. True crime shows in syndication transmute the natural world into a threatening beast. Worse than any clawed or toothed predator are the soft-skinned ones who come bearing bouquets of redbuds or trout lilies, which always somehow become a bag of bones in some kind of alchemical sleight of hand when rings and vows are added to the incantation. There are no woods deeper or darker than the hearts of bad husbands. No wolves more merciless and bloodthirsty than lovers turned away. After all, aren't these beasts just heartsick, besotted boys? That's the fiction we transliterate out of memoirs transcribed in forensics, in facial reconstructions and bone fragments, DNA matches and wayward hairs. Wreathed in night-blooming wild petunias and small skullcaps. Wrapped up in bedsheets and comforters, bedded down in graves dug shallow, how the soil groans at another body entering it unwillingly, another lamb left bleating in the woods after dark, tied to a tree as an offering to the gods not to take the whole town with it, another daughter vanished.